So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to be talking about some more recent comic book news, in particular Superman. It looks like Henry Cavill is no longer going to be suiting up due to a person that is the arch nemesis of Keith, J.J. Abrams. Somehow, some way has finessed his way into another franchise to totally destroy it, just like he did Star Trek, Star Wars, and now Superman. Keith holds Superman dear to his heart. How do you feel about one, Henry Cavill not being Superman moving forward? I guess Justice League, after this movie, all this whole DCEU universe stuff is done. And then I guess they're going to be recasting Superman as a totally different person.
I've been very critical of people who play Superman. Henry Cavill was like the best that they can get. The entire DC cinematic universe was perfectly cast.
Between him and Brandon Routh kind of got a raw deal out of that. Was that Superman Returns movie just was not great, but he was okay.
Right. The problems with the DC cinematic universe had nothing to do with the cast. The problems were with the story and with how they were characterizing the characters themselves. That was their only issue. And those are problems that could be fixed. It didn't need to be fixed by recasting it, retooling it. I think a year ago, we were given some assurances that Henry Cavill was back, or 2 years ago, that he was going to be back to doing cameos and Samuel Jackson thing. He wouldn't headline a Superman movie, but character will pop in with other folks and everything. And they also, the understanding was that, you know, Henry Cavill is pretty busy right now. I mean, his star is on the rise. All in on The Witcher at Netflix, which is paying off for him. And he's got several other movies in the works and rumors of him that he might be in the running for being the next James Bond. With the Snyder Cut coming out, I was, again, assured that maybe they'll get their shit together and make a smart goddamn decision. And then they say that J.J. Abrams is producing a Superman movie written by the dude who just pissed on Black Panther. Like what the fuck? There's a black Superman. I think he's on Earth 2. His character is completely different. So they got to sit there and introduce a whole new Superman.
Isn't it like one of those Steel, I think?
No. So they're different Earths. And
now he's a Kryptonian.
He's a Kryptonian. He's black and he's a Kryptonian.
Was it Calvin Ellis or some shit like that?
Yeah, actually, you're right. Yeah, Calvin Ellis. I don't know. No. It's not going to work that way. It's not going to work. It's going to set the wrong tone for everything. Because one, you're going to sit there and go on about what are we going to do with a black Superman? What's his political affiliation? What is politics? I mean, that's just basically what's going to happen.
I think there's a lot of reaching going on with movie companies searching for anything that can trend on Twitter and Facebook and TikTok. The normal market research has now turned into what are people saying on Twitter? Who do they like this week? Who are they going to cancel next week? Rosario Dawson's set up to be canceled at some point. Why? But stop reaching. Just do what you're supposed to do with the DCEU.
J.J. Abrams destroys everything. Everything I love, he destroys. Like, I think it's personal. I think it's personal, man. He's like, everything I love, he destroys. So next thing you know, he's going to do a Voltron, a Macross movie, and he's going to do something with ninjas.
Speaking into existence, I'm telling you now, because the way Hollywood's going, it'll happen.
Thought the fandom canceled him.
With Disney and Star Wars, I guess Hollywood gave him a pass. Controversy that happened, I guess some of it is going to be attributed to Kathleen Kennedy. The rest of it is going to be attributed to Disney just not knowing what to do with Star Wars. But he is the primary reason Star Wars is in the state that it's in, because his silly ideas has permeated other people's sensibilities to say, hey, well, apparently this guy knows what he's talking about. Like, no, he doesn't. He does not know what he's talking about. He is not good. He destroys Star Trek. I'd like to reiterate that he destroys Star Trek, and there's not going to be any more Star Trek movies if we get these silly TV shows now. But, Mike, how do you feel about it?
First of all, Henry Cavill. So I read today, and I did not know this until I read this article, that apparently he lost out to Brandon Routh for Superman Returns to begin with. Then later on, gets the role. Then I also found out he lost out to Daniel Craig for James Bond originally. And now maybe up for the role now. So I guess he's come off kind of like the second fiddle actor because he's never, I guess, caught big break, so to speak. I think they said his biggest budgeted movie or one that made the most money outside of Man of Steel is Mission Impossible Fallout. So I feel like he's just been getting the short end of the stick. This is just another example of Warner Brothers and DC not knowing what the fuck they're doing. I've said this 100 times over, and I'm going to continue to say it again. You literally have the most recognizable fucking superheroes on the entire planet. The most novice of comic book person. Someone who's never read a comic book. Knows who Superman is. Knows who Batman is. Knows who Wonder Woman is. Why in the fuck are your movies shitty? This should not happen. It's inexcusable. How? And you finally, and this is just my opinion, I think Henry Cavill's the best one you've had so far to be Superman. This is my opinion. Christopher Reeve is OG, and I get it, but Cavill now has lived up to the role, in my opinion. And
he is Superman to me. Now, he is.
Yeah, he's Superman.
Right. Now you're going to now get rid of him, diversity and everything else. You're going to make a black Superman. Okay, fine. You could have done that shit later on down the line. Give Henry Cavill his roses now. He should have got a fucking sequel. I've said this again. We should have never fucking did the Zod story. We should just fucking went to Brainiac. Or done anybody can fuck up. Stop rehashing old shit. The same shit you done with Batman. How many fucking times we made the Joker in a different light? Don't fucking need it.
Man, how many times you gonna see his parents die in every movie?
You got so much other shit you can do, but yet you don't. You wanted a black superhero, guess what? There's a fucking black Green Lantern. You could have easily done
it. Easily.
Easily.
Yeah.
He's one of the most popular.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Easily. Al Jordan's bored and shit. Boring as hell.
And it wouldn't have been pandering. It wouldn't have just been, oh, what woke points can we get today? I think a lot of times people are just putting out press releases. The traction of gains on Twitter and Facebook and TikTok says, oh, there's marketing dollars behind this stuff.
What this tells me, this is just a conclusion I've come to. The Snyder Cut only happened because of the pandemic. It tells me Warner Brothers literally does not believe in this film. Whatever 4 hours we're going to see and whatever reshoots got added in versus original, whatever all the hype is, to me, this says they watched this and still said no. Because there's supposed to be this huge cliffhanger at the end of this. And if it's this great piece of visionary work and it's this great damn movie, common sense to me says you would go ahead and say, oh, fuck that. We're going to ride this out. We're going to make a sequel or we're going to carry this going forward. He don't get a second movie. We're going to move on to J.J. fucking Abrams. And more than that, we're not even going to keep Henry Cavill as Superman. To me, says that you are completely done with whatever this vision is. And that's it. So I'm not looking all that forward to Justice League. Because now I'm going to be watching it going, where's the big problems? Because...
yeah, it's not going to lead it anywhere. So what is the purpose of the movie? Why are you even releasing it now if you're not going to continue on?
I mean, at this point, it's typical DC. It's typical Warner Brothers. I think it's a huge fucking mistake. But what's new? It's always a mistake with them. And it's just going to further solidify that they will never, ever catch up to Marvel.
Ever.
This is
I think this has solidified that. I think this is the nail in the coffin for anything DC related.
And
Wonder Woman.
Already said Henry Cavill called Marvel already. And if he jumps to Marvel and has a role that blows him up, that's it. It's the ultimate slap in the face because you had to do. And you had him in the perfect role. And you flopped it. Like, you literally dropped the ball.
What if he becomes Adam Warlock?
I him earlier. They said that he's been up for Captain Britain. That's who Marvel really
all right.
In mind to play. And everybody thinks that that's where they're going. But I'm not going to lie, Barry. When I fucking heard he called Marvel earlier, I instantly saw Adam Warlock. And I was like, damn. I feel like Cavill would be perfect as him now.
Adam Warlock. Yeah, but how big of a role is Adam Warlock? Got it in the cosmic lineup, but...
Guardians-wise, not really. If I'm not saying, kind of had a big role in the follow-up to Infinity Gauntlet. Marvel, you know, they've been kind of loose where they take people from certain stories and incorporate it and kind of blend everything together.
Right.
Makes sense for the movies. So, I'm guessing going forward, the Infinity Stones are still going to have something to do with everything. I've already heard a few rumors. I'll tell y'all if you want, but I'm not trying to spoil it for a whole bunch of people. of certain things that might be happening in the future. But again, everything going forward is supposed to be cosmic. It would make sense to have somebody of his stature, because I'm assuming Adam Warlock's going to have a big deal to play going forward, because he's mainly cosmic. So
I read an article that it's going to be the Black Superman. They're targeting Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, I heard that one.
I read it, I think it was yesterday. I don't know why, given that DC has one of the most recognizable superheroes, let alone actors playing him. And I think Mike said it best, like, hey, he's perfect for the role. Why change it? I mean, right now, there's so many other characters, especially given the success of the Injustice video game. Just do what Marvel does, DC. The villain in Injustice, Brainiac. That guy is cerebral as they come. And you can expand that from there. And then you also got Green Lantern Corps. I mean, there's so many ways that they can build, if they wanted to, expanded universe, still make money and be in the black instead of trying to reset, reshoot, reboot, whatever you want to call it. It's just too much. It's not in the hand of one single creator of a universe, which is what Marvel did. They have one guy, one vision. And if you don't fall in line, whether you're an actor or a producer, you're out. Because in the bigger scheme of things, having an expanded universe or one that has continuity and makes sense is what Marvel's great at. Sony might get around to having a consistent one, but DC is horrible at it. And they're going to keep rebooting it, and this is why they keep failing.
Before, it was just the let's follow the Marvel track that every character gets a movie, it leads up to some Avengers-style movie, and then some universe-ending movie. And then it turned into, well, you're going to have multiple versions of different characters. So you got the Joker in Suicide Squad. You got the Joker Joaquin Phoenix version. It's like, all right, but what are you doing? How is all this coming together? And it doesn't. It's just a lack of focus causing all these decisions just to be every year. There just seems to be a monumental shift in their approach to movie making. And it's a hindrance. So, like, what is the point of the Suicide Squad movie next one if none of this matters? Justice League doesn't matter. The re-edit, revamp, Justice League remastered version doesn't matter. Wonder Woman doesn't matter because she mattered to Henry Cavill, Superman.
The new Aquaman is coming out. They got a Flashpoint coming out. That doesn't make any damn sense.
I mean, obviously, Ben Affleck's on again, off again sometimes.
Mike, I think you brought it up, told us. He smelled the writing on the walls, bullshit coming, and hit the ejecting seat.
And you still got that Batman movie.
Yep.
Oh, that
Robert
trash.
Robert Pattinson Batman movie. So, like, what is going on? And I'm not saying that you have to do that, but there just needs to be something, some focus, some vision, some guidelines to say, this is what we're doing. It's not just random. It's not just every idea that comes to our head. We need to have this character be this race or be this gender. Like, it doesn't matter any longer.
The problem with DC is you have too many people in the room having opinions. And I told you now, from what I understand about Black Widow, at the end of the day, however this got worked out, and I don't know if this was pre-Endgame and whole first fucking Infinity Saga in Marvel or post, Feige has final say. It has not come out because he has told Disney, no, it's not going out until I say it's going out. It's not going to Disney Plus unless I decide it goes to Disney Plus. It's going to move there. However this dude pulled it off, he literally has final say over the CEO of Disney when it comes to Marvel. DC does not have that. So you have one person with his set people who has a vision, who knows what he wants to do and already has it planned out, because he said he's got it planned out for 10 years and ahead. And those people just stick to it. They all got the same vision. Every year it's something new with DC. It's like there's people sitting in a room and it fails, and somebody else sparks out an opinion, and they just run with it. And then when that fails, they just do it all over again. It's the biggest clusterfuck I've ever seen. And all I keep saying is, I wish I could be in a boardroom with them. And I would tell them, I need one of you all, just one, to fucking explain to me how you fail with these characters. How?
Mm-hmm.
How you fucking have Batman? Do you understand how much of a fucking cultural icon Batman is? Better yet, you got fucking Superman. How do you fail with these characters? People know Marvel now. It was not always that way.
They took B-tier characters. Iron Man is a B-tier character.
Yeah.
How do they turn him into, he is the face of Marvel? Spearheaded by one person that said yes. Other than Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World, the first Doctor Strange movie, and Captain Marvel, most of those movies are successful. I don't understand. You can't just have a dartboard of here's the idea. And I would say the approach to whatever DC's doing is very Google-like, and then they'll cancel that and then move on to the next one.
Suicide Squad is probably just a direct response to Guardians of the Galaxy. DC thinks it'll work. I mean, fuck, they went and got the same director. I mean, I trust James Gunn to make a good movie, but even still, like you said, where is it going then?
You just kind of cut yourself off at this point just because people are looking for things to build up. It's like if we're talking about WandaVision, if WandaVision no longer interacted into anything Phase 4, what is the point of watching the show then if there's right. no build-up to something?
What if the Snyder Cut is fantastic? Let's throw this out there now.
They'll switch gears.
What if this 4 hours is amazing to where everybody goes, oh, my God, I need more of that. What are you going to do? Literally going to come back and backtrack the whole thing?
Yeah.
Go, oh, well, we're just going to green light Zach going forward? It's stupid.
And it's like this whole situation with Ray Fisher. This iteration of Superman seems to be pandering. That, oh, well, Ray Fisher said all these things about our production and Joss Whedon. But look, we got woke points now. So we're getting all these news articles written about us, about how we're so progressive. It just makes sense. It just doesn't make sense logically about why you're even approaching all this. Other than we're just trying to cover up for the fact that Ray Fisher said some negative stuff about us.
By the way, a whole bunch of people now come out and back them on.
Yeah, he's not even working on anything for them anymore. He's pretty much canceled himself. He's going to count my money.
It's a bunch of dumbass executives overthinking every goddamn thing. All you have to do is come out and fucking apologize and address the shit and move forward. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Anybody DC, if you're listening at any point to these podcasts, it'll cost you some money, but you can happily hire the Beast Gang. We'll fix the shit for you. It's not difficult.
Yeah, so apparently Joss Whedon is working on some show called The Nevers.
Nah, he's not on that anymore. He created it.
He's still on it. He probably got canceled for that, too.
He got canceled from that, like, last year. And so he stepped off of it. But the funny part is, he's still going to get paid. People don't realize. Just because these dudes are leaving these shows doesn't mean they're not getting a paycheck.
It usually happens. I've always said people fail up. I'm sorry. I've never seen people do shitty jobs and basically get bonuses and fucking raises all the time.
In regards to J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. He did.
If Ryan Coogler did what J.J. Abrams did, he would never work in Hollywood again. Ever.
Well, that's the thing. There are dudes who've been canceled from Hollywood because of shitty movies. Remember the dude who directed the Blade movie, the first one? He didn't get canceled, but basically he never worked in Hollywood again.
Nigga kind of just got blacklisted.
He must have, because I don't even remember who the hell he is now.
He directed The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and apparently...
Oh, yeah.
Partially the problem was that Sean Connery apparently beat him up or something like that.
Sean Connery wasn't happy about that movie, but it was Stephen Norrington.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that dude was like one of the main reasons why that movie was such a success. Never worked in Hollywood again.
I mean, that Blade movie revitalized comic book movies.
Yeah, you know Wesley Snipes said his people wanted him to pass on that role originally?
Yeah. I mean, he wanted to do Black Panther. They were like, nope. We'll give you a Blade. And he was like, all right. And they said, no, Blade leads to Iron Man.
I will say this. I'm not as passionate as y'all are about this shit. I don't give a fuck about Superman.
You should, James. You should. Because you know what? It's already happened to Batman. You got a goddamn sparkly vampire playing Batman.
And that's why I don't give a fuck about Superman. So you prove my point. Thank you.
No, right. No. They're bad decision-making. But will trickle down and destroy everything you love about Batman.
I'm just saying, James, this Superman movie makes $1 billion. J.J. Abrams will touch and create his Batman dream.
I guess we want to talk about this whole thing about Rosario Dawson, and I guess people are trying to line her up to be canceled next.
For what? What did she say?
She didn't say anything. It's just more old shit. It's something about her discriminating somebody, and they press charges on her. And people just caught wind of it now or brought it up and said that Disney needs to cancel her too. Oh, that's what it was. They felt like they succeeded with the Gina Carano canceling. And it was, okay, Disney, you need to cancel Rosario Dawson too, and this is why. And it doesn't matter if she's going to be a Ahsoka Tano moving forward, if she got a show lined up, if it's a big deal, you better get rid of her because we don't want her around anymore.
Like, explain to me the whole Gina Carano thing.
So Gina Carano had put out a series of tweets that either people misunderstood and people interpreted those as, well, she's discriminating against gender, discriminating against people that have disabilities. That's where it started from.
Put out dumb tweets.
I would just say it's ambiguous. But people and their bloodhound sense of...
It could have been interpreted any way, but they chose the most negative way.
Correct, correct. Made a comment on last week's podcast that being woke now is the new religion. So I'm Minister Woke 2X, and welcome to our podcast, and we're going to talk about being woke. If you're not being woke, it's a sin, because if you're not reading the holy book of Twitter, Facebook, and you don't believe in the values that we promote on Twitter and Facebook, you are the problem. With Gina Carano, some of it got caught up into the stuff with politics, because people think she's a conservative. And then there was this whole thing last week that who she had dated in the past, that those people also need to be canceled. We were talking about Superman. I guess Superman got canceled. They replaced him. Because Henry Cavill dated Gina Carano 10 years ago. So people were like, he has to be canceled too.
Well, I'm assuming he just didn't say the right thing when they asked him about it. Like, you dated Gina Carano, so what do you think about that?
Well, they had been after him around like 2016, 2017. He had made some comments in an interview that people...
With the Me Too thing was going on about how am I even supposed to talk to a woman? And the fucking internet went apeshit. It was like, fuck Superman, cancel him, he's gone. You can't talk to a woman, then blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so Rosario Dawson was basically called for her to be canceled over some old shit. It's just like the Kevin Hart situation, the James Gunn situation. There was somebody else, too. It happened a while ago. She's already spoken on it. Furthermore, the person who originally pressed the charges dropped all the charges because there was no case. So, cancel her for what? It's already been addressed. There's nothing to cancel. Now these people in there feel like they're empowered and feel like, again, the second they're offended... Some people are going to be shitty people. It's a human nature. You're going to fuck up at some point in life. Not everybody's this big, perfect being. It's just what it is. Not everything needs to be canceled for somebody. You need to get all the facts first and let it play out. And then you go from there. Somebody says one thing or feels offended by a tweet, this and that, whatever. It shouldn't be this person loses a fucking job. I don't agree with that wholeheartedly. What is it that the person did or what is it they said? And go from there. Because... Do I fully agree with what Gina Carano said? No. But when I watch Mandalorian, I don't think about her fucking tweet. I don't look and go, oh, Cara Dune tweeted this yesterday. I'm so offended.
Well, my thing about her is that she knew she was saying some provocative shit, poking the bear, just trying to get a response, a reaction, to see how much she can get away with. Get the damn mouth shut, quit fucking around, keep fucking professional, and make your money.
Well, Keith, your favorite thing to say, nobody's going to tell me what to do.
Yeah, that's what I say, but you know what? If I'm going to Star Wars, I'm going to keep my goddamn mouth shut, all right? That's my job. Now, what is she doing? She's about to work for Ben Shapiro at his, what the hell is that thing called, the Daily Beast? I mean, come on now. I'm also wondering if that wasn't a little scam going on there. Like, all of a sudden, his stuff's blowing up. They've got a movie that's coming out in this month or next month. 2 days later, after she gets fired from Disney, she's got like a, what, three-picture deal with him and shit?
Yeah, she got a deal off the break.
Pat and dry. I'm assuming that what happened was the cynical side of me is thinking that they decided to like work together. Well, I'll get fired from Disney. Perfect storm.
Yeah, but that whole thing with Rosario Dawson, leave her alone. Have a difference of view on a topic doesn't mean that you should lose your livelihood. Well, things need to be taken case by case. And then, as Mike said, no one's perfect. So if you make a mistake, and it is a mistake, maybe due to ignorance, maybe just due to chance, should you be canceled? It's not malicious, but you should just be canceled just because? Come on.
Right. So the opinion that this shit's going to come to a head. Like, so far, I haven't heard any calls for canceling Shia LaBeouf yet.
They haven't called to cancel him, but just I haven't heard about him getting any roles or anything either.
I know they took him out of the running or to get an Oscar for his role for that movie he did.
Kevin Spacey. Ain't seen shit from him since the whole thing happened, and now he's off. So I'm assuming at some point he's going to start acting again because he found out guilty or case got dropped or settled, whatever.
Yeah.
He let it die down, he'll pop back up, and all of a sudden everything's back to normal.
And Shia LaBeouf, like, he was on the outs, I guess maybe around 2013, 2014, when he was doing all those weird videos online, screaming, no one knew what to expect from him, and he was getting kicked off movie sets, then all of a sudden he's okay.
He's always had problems. It's kind of one of those things where he was blowing up, and he couldn't handle it. Shit. It's come to a head now, and we're just all getting a little tired of
Dr. Seuss is canceled. I mean, everything's off.
Why Dr. Seuss canceled? What the fuck happened?
Hey, I didn't understand either. Barry explained it to me.
That's not true.
He canceled Dr. Seuss out of the curriculum. They can't read the books anymore because apparently there's been some paper to say that there was racial undertones in Dr. Seuss books. And so people got offended by it, and so they canceled the whole thing. Seuss canceled. I need people to let this sink in. It's Dr. fucking Seuss.
I mean, that's like one of the first books you read.
Even if he had racial undertones. Because to this day, I'm sitting there thinking too, like, what the fuck was racist? Like, I ain't figured it out yet.
You know what's so fucked up? Is that maybe you were joking, but because of how society is right now, you can't even joke around like that, man. I thought you was dead ass serious. Because, hey, you never know nowadays.
Hey, yeah, we get famous. I know I'm getting famous.
Oh, shit. Fuck yeah. I know I'm shit. Yeah, I would definitely get canceled. I already know this.
You read a prepared statement. I want to apologize for my actions.
Apologize? He'd be like, I did that. I said that shit. And I'm going to tell you why I said that shit, too. Don't ask me questions afterwards.
It's like, I understand my error in my personality traits.
I mean, and in the process, I've donated $10,000. And then on top of that, I want to do community service.
Have y'all talked about the Mortal Kombat?
We can talk about it.
But I'd like to hear your thoughts.
So, Mortal Kombat, James.
Looks good.
Oh, you don't like it? Uh-oh.
No, it looks good.
Go, Sub-Zero!
I don't want to get too excited. Tempering my expectations, in other words. I mean, I think it's going to be pretty good based on the last Mortal Kombat movie we had, which was Annihilation, which was utter trash, god-awful. The first Mortal Kombat was a good movie for its time. It definitely didn't age well.
That TV show was okay.
Yeah,
Conquest. Yeah, I liked the TV show. That was pretty good.
I think it's going to be good. It's going to be a lot better than what people expected to be. They got pretty decent actors, especially the one that plays Scorpion. I forgot his name, but he's been in a lot. He was in The Last Samurai. He was in the original Ring. He was in, The Wolverine? You know, I forgot his name. Like Sonata, something like that. I'm not quite sure where the story is going to go. I think that the Cole Young guy can read something, and it makes perfect sense. Then the Cole Young guy may actually be the younger Sub-Zero for some reason.
It's like movies right now just kind of in a very bad spot. I mean, even that Tom Holland Uncharted movie, what the heck is going on?
That's still happening?
Yeah, I'm not.
It might be nice. Finished shooting, I think.
It is?
Yeah, I think they finished it.
Soon he was younger.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
It comes out on the 5th.
Fifth of what?
March, the Tom Holland movie.
Really? That's another movie. That's Cherry, right?
Bruce Brothers movie, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Charlie comes out.
You got me bullshit.
When did I miss that? What the hell?
Uncharted comes out July 16th. Yeah.
But yeah, getting back to the Mortal Kombat shit. I think it'll be okay. I'm just curious to see how the story goes. And I'm going to check it out. The trailer was good. It was entertaining. I just hope the fight scenes are up to snuff. That's the only thing I'm kind of concerned about.
It looked pretty good, or at least from what I saw of it.
The first Mortal Kombat came out and said the fight scenes were good, and those were trash.
Yeah.
So, you didn't like the first Mortal Kombat fight?
Hell no.
How about the second one?
I ain't like, no, the first Mortal Kombat fight scenes, they were okay, but it could have been a lot better. If it didn't involve Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Liu Kang, and Reptile.
Well, those are the only ones that can fight.
Exactly.
Those are the only actors that can fight. Yeah, everybody else is trash.
Especially the fucking, oh my God, I will never forget this scene as long as I live. Out of all the movie scenes I have in my head, this scene will be in the top five of horrible fucking scenes. Y'all remember when Sonya was fighting? Right? She was fighting.
Yeah, that was terrible. I remember that.
She was fighting Kano. You see that little hop she was doing and shit. little hot that she was just bouncing around, and you tell the girl how to fight at all. Like when they were fighting in the fucking throne room, and she did like a clothesline, she held her arm out there for at least about a good 10 seconds and tried to do like a little rope pose and shit. It's like,
you got to get the guy who played Johnny Cage props, though.
But to tell you the truth, he's actually a practitioner.
But he only picked it up during the movie. Like, well, he trained for like 6 months before the movie.
Well, he picked it up during the movie, and then he started practicing afterwards. But he was actually not that bad.
He did a good job.
For a person that's Scorpion,
it's still great to me.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, that was good. That was good. Chris Casamassa, I think, was Scorpion. Lyndon Ashby, I think he did a lot of the fight for that. Not all of it, of course, but a lot of the fight, especially the close-up shots. But that's Sonya Chick. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was an actress, so, yeah. She wasn't very
good. You know what? It's called training. Keanu Reeves, he's a motherfucking actor, too. Going in and going to a house and clear that motherfucker out with all the gun training he's had.
Yeah, can't deny that.
That's no excuse to me. You put forth the effort. Actor, you're supposed to be real. You're supposed to be believable, right?
Not anymore.
Here we go.
I point out Logan. Well, you have to open up the dam.
Well, hey, man, that was believable. As much as special effects would allow.
That dude didn't even walk across the street, all right?
Hey, let me ask you a question. If we didn't see the behind the scenes, would you have known that?
No, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have, and that's what makes me feel cheated. That shit pissed me off, yo. That dude didn't even open the door for himself. He basically said, where's my close-up? Am I in danger of getting hurt? Like, you couldn't possibly stub your toe. Bring in my stunt double. Gus don't look anything like him. Shit. That shit was terrible, yo. That was absolutely terrible. Like, the little girl did more stunts than him, you know? He should be ashamed of himself.
And did anybody see that TikTok Tom Cruise person? He's got on TikTok that he's making his TikTok channel all about deep faking Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I saw it.
One, he's too goddamn tall. Okay.
Oh, God.
Tom Cruise is about, what, 5'2"?
I think he's like 5'6". What a good day.
So 5'2" in real life. Okay. Yeah, this dude at least about 5'10 and up. He does got his mannerisms down now.
Yeah, yeah.
This is actually kind of scary, man. That's some scary shit, man. People could just do that.
It's only good when it's Bully McGuire. And
those videos are hilarious.
Well, Barry, I'm going to ask you because I know very well. I'm surprised. Have you watched this movie called Willy Wonderland?
Not sure, but I saw that Tom and Jerry movie. It's hot trash. Yeah.
What movie?
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, Chloe Grace Moretz, she needs to fire her agent. Whoever the fuck is picking her movies for.
I mean, she has been acting, man.
Yeah, but it's been like the last couple movies have been trash.
25% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's not even really about Tom and Jerry. Inconsequential to what's going on. So the movie's about Chloe Grace Moretz. She wants to work at this prestigious hotel in New York. And Michael Pena is like the managing director of the hotel. This couple is getting married. Screws up the marriage at the hotel.
Oh, no.
And then she brings them together at the end of the movie to get them married.
You're talking about The Miz playing Johnny Cage in Mortal Kombat 2.
Who?
And for some reason, I can actually see that.
The Miz.
For some weird reason, I can see that because he plays that type of character.
Yeah, it's just... somebody's going to get canceled this week. I don't know who it is, but they out for somebody.
They out for somebody. Yeah. She's getting ridiculous.
Just prepare to get canceled for any fucking thing, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't give a fuck. Like, kick me off of Facebook. I don't care.
That's a little bit deeper than that, Keith, but I understand what you're saying.
He'd be on his apology tour. It's like, I apologize for my attitude.
I ain't going to do
it. I'm going to do what other people tell me I should do.
I refuse to be that.
That's definitely you. That's you all the way. I'm going to do what I want to do. No matter what.